How Cool is Cold? Nick Harris, Series Editor Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. It's Too Cold. Turn on the fire, put on some warm clothes, and make yourself a hot drink. This book is going to make you feel cold. The weather for the weekend is going to be very cold. We'll see temperatures as low as minus 15 degrees Celsius in some places, and there will be a lot of wind and snow. Driving will be dangerous because of ice on the roads, so wear warm clothes and drive carefully. Weather like this is bad news for many people. Freezing weather makes life difficult. Airports close, trains stop running, and walking on sidewalks becomes difficult because of ice. These problems are bad for everyone living in cold places. But does everyone feel the cold in the same way? Studies show that cold weather is worse for older people. Older people don't shiver as quickly or as much as younger people. When you shiver, your body makes heat and you get warmer. Thin people feel the cold more than people who are big and heavy. Heavy people have more fat on their bodies. The fat helps their body heat stay inside and keeps them warmer. The cold can be wonderful or terrible. Think about a cold drink full of ice on a hot day, or a cold shower in a freezing bathroom. In this book, we're going to look at cold places, how the cold affects our health, people who live in the far north, and animals with cold blood. Chapter 2. Cold Places. Winter may be cold where you live, but is it as cold as in these places? International Falls, Minnesota, USA, is known as the icebox of the nation. This town of 7,000 people is the coldest town in the country. In January 2011, the thermometer showed a temperature of minus 32 degrees Celsius. The normal temperature in January is minus 15 degrees Celsius. The city of Yakutsk in Russia is the coldest city in the world. The daily high in January is around minus 50 degrees Celsius, but it can get as cold as minus 64 degrees Celsius. And the winters are 8 months long. When people get out of their cars here, they do not turn off their engines. They keep the engines going so that they don't freeze. Also, people do not wear metal glasses outside. It is so cold that the metal sticks to their skin and they cannot take them off. Antarctica is the driest, windiest, and coldest place on Earth. In July 1983, it was minus 89.2 degrees Celsius. That's the lowest temperature ever recorded on Earth. Very few animals can live in Antarctica, and there are no towns for people, only some science stations. About 20 scientists live at the Vostok Science Station in Antarctica, but they do not live there all year. Antarctica has 90% of the world's ice, and in some places, the ice goes down more than 4,700 meters. But there is a problem. Warm seawater that gets under the ice is making it melt. If lots of this ice becomes liquid, the seas in the world will get higher. This will mean some towns near the sea will be under the water. So it can be very cold on Earth. But how cold is it on other planets? It is colder on the planet Mars than it is on Earth. This is because it is usually farther away from the sun than our world is. The coldest temperature on Mars is minus 140 degrees Celsius. There are 8 planets in our solar system. As the planets get farther away from the sun, they usually get colder. But not always. Neptune is the farthest planet from the sun, but it is not the coldest. Today, that prize goes to Uranus. The temperature on Uranus is minus 224 degrees Celsius. It is colder than Neptune because the temperature at the center of the planet is colder. Also, it has very strong winds, sometimes more than 800 kilometers an hour. Scientists say that the coldest temperature is minus 273.15 degrees Celsius. This is called zero Kelvin. Nothing can be colder. The normal temperature in space is about minus 265 degrees Celsius. In 2000, a group of scientists cooled a piece of metal to minus 273.15 degrees Celsius. On that day, that piece of metal was the coldest thing in the universe. Chapter 3. Health Problems and the Cold. Does cold weather make you sick? Many people think that cold weather makes you sick, but it isn't as simple as that. It is true that in winter, more people catch colds. This happens when something called a virus comes into the body through the eyes, ears, nose, or mouth. Many doctors think that people get colds in the winter because they spend more time together inside. This makes it easier for the viruses to go from one person to another. Although a cold isn't a serious illness, the influenza virus, or flu, can be. Your body hurts, and your body temperature can go up to 40 degrees Celsius. People can die from the flu. Cold weather may not give you a cold, but it can kill you. Hypothermia is a serious illness that often affects people who have accidents while climbing mountains or skiing. It also affects people who don't have homes and live on the streets. A healthy person's body temperature is about 37 degrees Celsius. If it falls to 35 degrees Celsius, hypothermia begins. The person feels weak and they want to sleep. And at just below 35 degrees Celsius, the body can have heart problems and the brain can stop working. Anna Bagenholm fell under some ice while skiing in Norway in 1999. She was under the ice for 80 minutes before people reached her. She had hypothermia with a body temperature of only 13.7 degrees Celsius. Her heart stopped, but the low temperature slowed her heart rate down. This helped to preserve her heart and brain so she didn't die. She still goes skiing today. Chapter 4. The Eskimos. The Eskimos know all about the cold. How do they stay warm and healthy? The Eskimos, called Inuits in some places, live in Alaska, Canada, Greenland, and northern Russia. There are about 150,000 in the world today. Eskimos know how to live with freezing temperatures. Three things are very important when living in cold places: the clothes you wear, the food you eat, and the houses you live in. Eskimos traditionally make their clothes from animal hair and animal skins. They were the first people to wear a parka. A parka is a coat and a hat, called a hood, all in one piece together. Today, Eskimos still wear parkas, but many of them are now made from man-made things, not animal hair and skins. The traditional Eskimo food is meat from animals such as seals, walruses, and whales. These meats have a lot of fat. Eating foods high in fat helps the Eskimos stay warm. When the body breaks down food, it makes heat. Foods with fat let the body make more heat. The Eskimo word igloo means house. These traditional houses are built from ice and hard snow. The Eskimos cut the ice into squares, and they use these to build the igloo. You might think it is cold in an igloo, but it isn't. Eskimos make fires inside the igloo, and the snow keeps the heat in. Today, most Eskimos live in modern houses in villages, but they still build igloos when they travel away from home. Chapter 5. Cold-blooded animals. Cold temperatures and changing temperatures affect animals too. Let's look at some of them. The Earth is home to two kinds of animals: warm-blooded and cold-blooded. We are warm-blooded, and so are most animals that have hair. Warm-blooded animals make heat inside their bodies and have a temperature of about 37 degrees Celsius. They can normally keep this temperature if the outside temperature is not too cold or too hot. Much of the food they eat makes heat, which they need in cold weather. Snakes are an example of a cold-blooded animal. These animals do not make much heat inside their bodies. The temperature of their blood goes up and down with the temperature around them. If the weather is cold, the snake's blood is also colder. But if the weather is warm and sunny, the snake's blood gets warmer. When cold-blooded animals feel cold, they like to lie down in the sun. When they feel too hot, they find a place away from the sunlight. Cold-blooded animals do not need to eat as much, or as often, as warm-blooded animals. They don't need to use the food to heat their bodies. Very cold weather is dangerous for cold-blooded animals, too. When their blood is too cold, they feel weak. It is difficult for them to move around and look for food. Some will go to a warmer place. Others, like snakes and lizards, often sleep for many days in warmer places, for example, under rocks. Chapter 6. New Ways to Use Cold. Sometimes we use the word cold to talk about more than the weather. Hal told his dad he wanted to be a singer in a music group, but his dad threw cold water on the idea. What do you think this expression means? Think about someone suddenly throwing cold water on you. How does that feel? So does Hal's dad like Hal's idea or not? Anna is very cold-hearted. She never listens to her friend's problems. What about this expression? What does it mean? In very cold weather, you sometimes cannot feel things with some parts of your body, for example, the ends of your fingers. So what kind of person is Anna if her heart is cold? Is she a good friend? Lori said she wanted to marry John. Then she got cold feet. Think of this. You want to go swimming in the sea. You put your foot in the water, and it is very cold. Do you go farther into the water? Maybe you do, and maybe you don't. So is Lori excited to marry John, or is she worried about it? Simon gave Jim the cold shoulder and walked away without saying hello. Normally, people talk to each other face to face, but this time, Simon turned away. Do you think Simon feels angry or happy with Jim? Chapter 7. What do you think? The Arctic Circle is at the top of the Earth. The North Pole is in the center of this circle. In this place, thousands of square kilometers of ice floats on the Arctic Ocean. Could you reach the top of the Earth on foot? For several hundred years, many explorers tried to do just that. Some died in freezing weather, but others got there. In 1909, American Frederick Cook claimed that he reached the North Pole. Then, a week later, another American, Robert Peary, claimed that he was the first to reach the North Pole. So who reached it? And if they both did, who reached it first? In 2011, the National Geographic Society studied information that Peary kept from his trip. They said it showed that Peary reached the North Pole, but nobody could prove that Cook also got there. Other people, however, have studied different information, and they think that Cook reached the pole and Peary didn't. We may never know for sure. Both men said they left notes at the pole, but no one has ever found either note. But we do know that in 1968, American Ralph Plaisted was the first man, without question, to reach the North Pole by land. He and others in his group reached it by snowmobile. How would you like to travel to the North Pole? Think about your answers to these questions. You have to take a friend. Which of your friends do you choose and why? What food will you take? Remember, it can't be too heavy. You will need to take important things like warm clothes with you. But what other things will you take?